Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. Today, we will learn about the Troy Area United Ministries, which has various programs to serve those in need, including a furniture program, Troy's Damien Center, the MLK Scholarships, and Computers for Children. Reverend Donna Aaliyah is the executive director of Troy Area United Ministries, and she joins us this morning to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a great joy to be here today.
Great pleasure to have you on the program, and especially to talk about all of the good things that you're doing and that you have been doing. And I don't even know where you want to begin, but when we talk about the Troy Area United Ministries, let's begin with a little bit of the makeup and how you work together to serve your population.
Sure. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. We were a collaboration of United Urban Ministries and a Troy Area Council of Churches, and we've expanded since that time and have had a role in the Homeless Services Collaborative, in the HIV services arena, in working with congregations and people of all faiths to do advocacy and justice. That's where our Martin Luther King events and scholarships program fits in. We bring together the community in January on the King holiday observance. And in that opportunity, not only do we come together to say that all people are valued and cherished. We raise important scholarship funds for young people furthering their education. So we have a place at the table in a lot of different arenas, including those that I just mentioned. But even larger than that, we're a community center as well.
So how are people referred to you? How does that normally work for any of these programs, really? But if you use whatever
Certainly.
Example you want. You
sure. Know. So to give an example, our furniture program, which started about 25 years ago because the agencies who were serving people who were recently homeless said, we can't house someone if they don't have furniture in the house. So 25 years ago, we began with a minister and a van, and now we've got a 14-foot panel truck and are giving away about $250,000 worth of good used furniture every year. So to give you an example of how that happens, an agency like Joseph's House or Unity House, the Rourke Center, the Commission on Economic Opportunity, any number of those will refer someone to us. And I want to tell you a brief story from that program. So our program director and assistant went into a home that had absolutely no furniture. And they furnished the whole home. And when they went into the daughter's room, she had no bed, no dresser, no nothing except books on the floor and awards on the wall. So our furniture program, Tierra Burnett, said, do you like to read? And she said, oh, yes, I'm one of the best readers in my class. So she received the bed and said, well, now I can lie on the bed and look up at my awards. And so Tierra said to her, oh, that's really great. And then realized that we also had a desk in the truck. And the girl said this really completed her experience. Now she also had a desk. So we follow a standard referral process. We serve a great many people that way. And we all work together. We're part of the Rensselaer County Homeless Services Collaborative.
How did you get into the computer business?
That's an interesting story, too. Yet another, I'm telling you, we specialize in local ministers with good ideas, I guess.
But another, not a bad thing. That's right? All good.
Another pastor said, you know what, I'd like to refurbish computers and give them to kids in need. So he started and said, would you take us in? So we took that program in. But it very quickly became clear that it was a better idea to involve the kids in refurbishing the computer. So we have an intensive summer program. They're low-income high school youth. They write a resume. They do a PowerPoint presentation. They take field trips to learn about career opportunities. They upgrade the computers, and they get to to have the gift of technology. They get to keep the computer at the year end. And we've been doing that in partnership with the Youth Bureau and also using a facility owned by the Commission on Economic Opportunities about maybe 13 or 14 years now. And sometimes we're able to offer workshops during the year as well.
When it comes to the overall programs, do you find crossover in the sense of, so somebody comes in and you kind of work them through the various programs that you have?
Absolutely. Well, we refer to other agencies as well. So,
sure.
But there's definitely crossover. So somebody who participates in the Computers for Kids program, every year I'll go and talk to them about opportunities, say, for getting a scholarship through our Martin Luther King program, or somebody will use our building as a community center and learn that we have meals 3 to 4 times a week, nutritious meals for people with HIV and AIDS and with other serious illness. So that becomes a point of entry to access other services. So for a small organization, we are participating in a lot of ways with other collaborating partners to make the area better and healthier for people.
The Damien Center does a lot of great work, and tell us how that formed and how you ultimately fit into that equation.
Sure. So the Albany Damien Center started and then had satellites in Schenectady and Troy, and you know, in times of tough financial difficulties, sometimes it becomes difficult to maintain the programs. So in about 1992, the Troy Center was no longer going to be able to operate and came to Troy Area United Ministries and said, would you be willing to take us under your aegis and be able to run the program here? So we took that leap of faith, took the Damien Center under our umbrella and began to run it and have been running it ever since. And of course, we work together as an area. I often, as a person not from this area, often say, how is it that the river manages to separate us? So we work to cross the river, and yet we recognize that local programs are often needed because people can't always get to the places where they would need to go if they're too far from where they live. So our Troy Damien Center is located in South Troy, and people come. We work together, though. The PAWS program from the Albany Center comes to distribute pet food. We have the HEOP program and other agencies come and offer services at our site.
When you think about the need and all of the different organizations that are around that help, it really does come down to many of our religious institutions and mm-hmm. to help with these. I mean, that seems to be besides the calling, right. But also where so much of that activity is happening. And I think people would often be surprised of how much interfaith collaboration there is, and ultimately, sort of how the faith of those who are getting the service really doesn't matter.
Right. That's absolutely true. So we serve people without prejudice of any race, background, religion, no religion at all. And recognize that many of the people of faith want to participate in a way that the Jews would call tikkun olam, that any of us would call loving our neighbor as ourselves, and so want to serve, want to do advocacy, want to build up the community. And we recognize that it's so important to do that without any requirement on behalf of those who are being served to adhere to any faith or background. So we serve people absolutely without prejudice and strive to build a stronger community that way.
I want to go back to the furniture program for a mm-hmm. moment. How do people become involved in it? Because I assume you need
yes.
the furniture and then
yes.
and then getting it to the people who need it.
Absolutely.
Right?
So our most desperate need is always for beds, dressers, and table sets. We have a 14-foot panel truck, so we're able to come throughout the area, the Capital Region, to pick up furniture from those who no longer need it, and we deliver it free of charge $250,000 worth a year. So we're really a three-person effort between our program director and the assistants who help do that. We can, if people call 274-5920 extension 204, they'll get our furniture program director, Tierra Burnett, and she will be glad to set up a time to come to people's home to pick up the furniture. Often someone is sleeping in that bed or using that table that night. It comes down to families who don't have a table for Thanksgiving or for a birthday celebration, or kids who don't have a bed to sleep in. So we will make it as easy as possible to get the furniture from you.
Give us the phone number one more time. It's area code 518. And just so people know, we'll have this on our website connected with this interview as well. But go ahead.
518-274-5920, extension 204.
Great.
Almost gave them mine.
Okay. And get a lot of calls. That's all right.
One last thing, if I might plug this as another way to support TAUM. This coming Sunday at 10,000 Villages, we'll have a community shopping day from 11 to 5. People can come and shop at a fair trade store, and we will receive 15% of the sales to support our programs. That's an easy way to sign on and help us.
When and ultimately, with all of these programs, I think we haven't talked about the scholarships yet. So,
right.
You do have the scholarship program, and how did you get into that?
And that's related to our Martin Luther King program, because at the same time as we wanted to do advocacy and work to dismantle racism and bring people together. We know that the dream of Dr. King was for education, so through those events on the King holiday observance, we raise money to provide scholarships for young people or for adults who are continuing their education. So we've given away nearly 80 scholarships so far. So it is part of our commitment to advocacy as well as meeting the most basic needs that people have.
Well, you can find out about more of this You can find out more information about all of this by going. We're going to have a link and the phone number information for the Troy Area United Ministries on our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable. And you can find out more about Troy Area United Ministries and the great work they do. Donna, thank you so much for being with us this morning and for sharing and for the great work you do for the community.
Thank you very much, Joe. Great. It's been a delight.
Thank you. I just want to give you the phone number again. It's 518-274-5920, extension 204. And again, we'll have that information on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.